You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers? Chicago or Detroit? Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. New England Patriots 14-2. Some of you think they're going to go 16-0. And yes, I'm picking Bill Belichick for Coach of the Year again. Something they couldn't do a decade ago, where they went 18-1. Against the Giants. And I see some people picking the Patriots-Giants to meet in the Super Bowl. Well, let's pull it back a little bit. 14-2. What did they do this offseason? They traded for Brandon Cooks. Nice move. They replaced the recently injured Julian Edelman with Philip Dorsett from the Colts, a first-round prospect. So, the guy has some talent, and the Patriots are hoping to tap into it. They also signed, from the rival Bills, cornerback Stephon Gilmore, who was 3rd in the league in interceptions. Keep in mind, Tom Brady, he's not going to miss 4 games this time around. He's going to be there for 16+. And the defense that complements Tom allowed the fewest points per game in all of football, and they added David Harris. So, of course, the Patriots are going to win the division yet again, the AFC East. And they're probably going to get a first-round bye and probably going to get the first seed. Miami Dolphins, coming off a playoff run where they had 10 wins, 6 losses, but Ryan Tannehill went down. Cutler is in the running for comeback player of the year. His situation, his position of quarterback might get him more votes. And he's probably going to win the award if he leads Miami back into the playoff picture. As for Cutler, I'm not sure if he can turn things around. Granted, it's the best place for him, being with Adam Gase again and in that offense. Julius Thomas, similar to the Cutler situation. He's back with Adam Gase. He's back to playing for the coach and in the offense that he had a career year in at tight end. It's a very talented offense in Miami. They have Ajayi, who was 4th in rushing, and I like the receiving duo. Jarvis Landry, one of my favorite receivers in the league, plays like Julian Edelman, but probably can do a little bit more as he expands on his game. And Devontae Parker, who a lot of people are hyping up, a lot of people like him a lot. He was a high draft pick. There's weapons in Miami on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line's probably so-so, but they do have some talent there, which gives them some hope. Defensively, they were the 4th best on 3rd down. They don't have a lot of names, to be honest. They do have Kiko Alonso, who I like a lot. They do have Cameron Wake. They have some names on the defensive end. But I'm not sold it's going to come together. And I don't even know if they're going to rally around Jay Cutler. I'm not saying attitude-wise or anything like that. But, Ryan Tannehill, he was on the upswing. He really was. So I know he'll be back next season. I don't expect a quarterback controversy next season. But as for 2017, for the Dolphins and their playoff hopes of getting back there, they'll be in the picture again. They'll be in the hunt come December. And usually, there's only 6 teams that make it, so there's usually 6 other teams that are in the hunt. And, they get weeded out the last 4 games. So I think that'll be Miami. They'll be in the hunt. They won't quite make it. The middle of the season is their toughest part. A lot of tough matchups there. Not only for games in general, who they play, but positional matchups. If you're looking at, who the receivers are going against or the defensive line is going against, it's not the easiest. But I like Adam Gase. I think he's a very good coach. Buffalo Bills, 7-9 season. And when I look back at it, I wondered how they got to 7. Now they have a new regime. They got rid of Watkins and Darby. They signed Bolden, but he retired after 12 days. So, the new wide receiver group headlined by Zay Jones, who's a rookie, Jordan Matthews, who they traded for, and Andre Holmes, who they signed from the Raiders. They drafted Deion Dawkins on the offensive line, who'll most likely fit in at guard, and they also drafted corner Tre'Davious White. Last season in this defense, Lorenzo Alexander was tied for third in the NFL with 12.5 sacks, and defense is going to have to pave the way here. There's Shady McCoy on offense. We just went over a young wide receiver group with some experience, with the exception of Jones, but Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback. Right now, he's concussed, and his backup, T.J. Yates, he's out. So, I mean, for the Bills to go out and sign Joe Webb is one thing, but with Colin Kaepernick out there still, and with them being non-committal with Tyrod Taylor, almost getting rid of him entirely, I'm just a little bit confused why Kaepernick wasn't their choice. But I digress. I don't think the Bills reach 7 wins this season. I think they take a step back, but I do think it's a good thing when you have a new regime and you do get some talent in the door, even if you have to get rid of some talent, in which they did. The New York Jets, they were 5-11 last season. I expect them to have the worst record in 2017. They just traded Sheldon Richardson for wide receiver Jermaine Kearse, who instantly becomes their number one receiver. They just let go of Marshall and Decker. So Kearse is the guy. And a guy that I like a lot. I actually picked him a couple seasons ago in my preseason predictions to be Super Bowl MVP. And he would have had it if that 60-plus yard bomb would have come through. It did not. It did not. But it would have happened. Anyways, Kearse is their number one, which isn't the best thing for the offense. They don't have a quarterback. I like Matt Forte. I guess Bilal Powell is serviceable. Although for Forte, you know, Forte's getting up there in age. He's running out of juice. So I don't think there's enough on the Jets offense to be competitive. But they did draft safeties in Jamal Adams and Marcus May, both starting as rookies. This is a Jets defense that allowed the 11th fewest yards. And it helps. They've had Buster Screen, but they went out and they signed Mo Claiborne for the other corner. And it helps, you know, especially when you're a defense. You got rid of one guy to pick up a receiver because you didn't have anything. You just had scraps. You saw another receiver get injured. They did what they had to do. Their defense, it's respectable. But overall, as a team, you can't count on this offense. They were negative 20 in the turnover ratio, which is tied for the worst in all of football. I expect them to have the number one pick in the 2018 draft. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.